The militant group, calling itself the Islamic State, boasts modern weaponry and claims financial assets of tens of millions of dollars. Analysts say part of that wealth was looted in Iraq and Syria, but some Gulf states are said to have provided support for Islamist extremists. Qatar has been accused of links with an al-Qaeda offshoot, the Al-Nusra Front. Jane Kinnemont is from the London-based policy institute Chatham House.
Quite a lot is speculation. By the nature of these activities, there isn't a great deal in the public domain, but there's clearly very serious worries about private financing from Qatar, but also from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia.
Speaking during a trip to Berlin last month, the Emir of Qatar strongly denied any links with extremist groups.
Qatar will certainly not support terrorists or extremist organizations, be it in Syria or Iraq.
On the eve of Sheikh bin Hamad Al Thani's visit to London, the Islamic State released this video purportedly showing British hostage John Cantley forced to adopt the role of a mock television reporter in the besieged border town of Kobani. The emergence of the Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL, has forced Qatar and other Gulf states to backtrack, says Michael Stevens, head of the Royal United Services Institute in Qatar.
I think there is a certain amount of introspection going on in the Gulf to do with what groups they were funding and how they produced the funding, which then led to the creation of ISIS.
It's likely that moderate fighters, once supported by Qatar and other Sunni states, have been radicalized over that period, says Jane Kinnemont.
Once people, money and arms go into a complex civil war that's going on over several years, some of those people may not end up exactly where you thought they were in the first place.
The United States Treasury has pledged to take on the financial networks supporting extremist groups like the Islamic State, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew.
We're in the United States determined to work with all of our allies in the region, not just on a military basis, but on a financial basis, to make sure that the resources do not continue to flow in.
Several Gulf states, including Qatar, have joined the US-led airstrikes on the militants. Again, Michael Stevens.
There's been, by the activity of this coalition, a sort of taking back of all these aggressive words which have been going between the West and the Middle East about who was funding who and who was supporting terrorism and who was not supporting terrorism.
The Emir will meet with Queen Elizabeth and hold talks with Prime Minister David Cameron. Qatar has invested billions of dollars in Britain, particularly in prime London real estate. Analysts say economic ties will be high on the agenda. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.